Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And today I asked, yesterday we had Gina Knight on, but I wanted to have her come in again today because there is a lot of pieces of the puzzle that we didn't get to for, again, the whole premise of the show is to help guide you through home ownership tips and tactics on how to buy, maybe how to refinance, things you might not have thought of. And many of the shows I try to do at least once a week is in regards to credit, how we can increase your credit. What's the best way to monitor? What's, you know, things like that. But I wanted to have Gina again in today to go over a few things that I have questions on. If I have them, I'm sure you have them. So welcome back again, Gina.
Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, just couldn't get enough of me, huh?
I know. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me back. Yeah, I'm a really busy real estate agent. I work for REMAX. I'm all over the place, all over Chicagoland area. Love what I do and never sleep. I'm digging it. It's so busy. Summer, you know, here we are, and summer's right around the corner, so it's just a great time of year for me, and having fun. And my contact info, if anybody has any questions about real estate, if they're thinking about maybe buying, maybe selling, just kind of poking a stick at it, is just call me or text me. 708-209-0370 is the best way.
And I like the knight in shining armor.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm your knight in shining armor in the real estate world.
And so your email is?
My email is Gina Knight with a K. So that's GINAKNIGHT at yahoo.com.
Awesome. Thank you. So I'm going to ask this question. I know I asked it yesterday, but again, if I'm looking to buy a house, most of the time people will go to realtor.com or Zillow.
Sure.
Or Trulia or any of those
or
other.
Or they have a cousin whatever. Sure.
Why Gina?
Well, I'm a transactional agent. I've been through the process so many times. In the last couple of years, I've sold 65 homes. So I've been through, you know, A through Z so many times that I really know the process inside and out. So I can guide people through all of the, we can kind of head those pitfalls off at the past, if you will. The other thing that people tell me is that I'm not pushy. So
that's huge. Yeah, I mean, that's huge. Keep going, and I'm going to elaborate a little bit on that in a minute.
So people should work with me. I'm not pushy. No, I'm kidding. It's just a joke there. But as a woman, I feel that people have a gut instinct when it comes to buying a home. Mm-hmm. It's a very personal thing. You know, it's personal to them. And nothing I can say about homes, new countertops or vaulted ceilings is going to change, you know, the way that they feel in that space. So, I mean, obviously, I like to do my homework and, you know, match people up with things that they're looking for. And, you know, if they need my guidance or opinion, I'll give it to them. But a lot of the times when I show homes, I like to get out of the way and just let people, you know, kind of observe the space, you know, or not, you know. So, and, you know, if someone's looking for an investment property, that's a whole different approach. But I'm just talking about people buying their next home. You know, people like to work with me because I kind of let it evolve. The other reason why I think people should, you know, enjoy working with me is I negotiate for my clients like it's my money. I love to negotiate. I've been a little negotiator ever since I was a wee young lass. So it comes very natural to me, and I'm good at it. So
I love that part of it. It's like your own money.
Yeah.
That's the approach I kind of take, is I am going to give you the option. I'll give you several options when it comes to mortgages, but I always tell, if you've ever dealt with me as a client, you know that one of the first things I always say is, here's the loan I would do.
Yeah.
And why?
Yeah.
Versus this. You're the boss. You tell me how you end up picking.
Right.
But that's a great point, because, you know, many times I see it this way, is a lot of the, if you don't, if the realtor doesn't have any business coming in, mm-hmm. and they're new and they're so nervous that they're it's more of a hindrance to you as the buyer than a help, because one, they need a paycheck.
Right.
Two, they don't have the negotiation skills. Mm-hmm. It's a huge sale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best salesperson wins.
No,
is
yeah.
it basically how you have to look at it.
That's
their
true.
Job is to get as much as they can. Your job is to get as low as you can. And right. then you kind of negotiate in the middle. So many newbies just go in and just give it away. But then, oh, we got a seller credit. It doesn't matter. You still could have probably got 10 grand off.
Yeah. Yeah. So, right. Right. And negotiating. I mean, this is something that we do every day, you know, as agents, you know, and there's no emotion there for us. So, I mean, I think that's when you have a clear head, you can negotiate right. better. And that's why you use an agent, yeah. obviously, too, among other reasons.
And again, I see it on my end. I know when that realtor is inexperienced and has no business
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because they call me daily.
Yeah, right.
Daily.
Right.
Daily.
We talked about that
and
earlier.
It's just,
yeah.
It's like, okay, please let me do what I do. So today we want to talk about the first step that a home buyer should do to start the process. So sure. you give us your take on this. What would be the first thing you suggest they do?
Yeah, I've been fortunate to work with a lot of younger people, and this is their first purchase, and they really, you know, they don't know how to begin. So this is a great question that you brought to the table, Dan. And I think the first thing that someone should do before they're even thinking about it is really learn about the health of your credit.
Yeah.
You know, if there's something that you can do to improve your credit, you want to attack that first, because that can take time. You know, if your credit needs work, if you need to pay down debt, it's really good to get honest with yourself mm-hmm. about your financial, you know, situation, and be able to put yourself in a stronger position in time if it needs time. So I would, you know, attack that first. The next thing I'm gonna say really points back to you, Dan, because I would suggest to people, spend time picking a lender's brain.
Mm-hmm.
And a good lender like yourself, I mean, you actually have to become a good teacher.
Right.
Because you know, it takes time to explain to someone, you know, where they stand, and you know, you want to get As a new buyer, you want to get a lot of questions answered about the amount of house that you can afford. In other words, the size of loan that you qualify for, sure. you know, and a good lender can also come with ideas and creatively maybe give you a plan that can help make your purchase or your dream house attainable. It's all about seeking information, asking the right questions, and really beginning with the end in mind, I would suggest. The next thing I would say is start researching where you want to live. So ask people that live in different areas what they like and what they don't like about living there. This is a great way to canvas the area and to gather information. You know, you're about to make the major purchase, so you want to find out, you know, about a location's community, about the taxes, about the transportation options, school ratings, crime ratings, supermarkets, entertainment options, demographics, all of that, you
sure.
know, and you can get a lot of insight simply just by conversing with people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I have a few more points. I don't know if you
know, keep going because you got to think of somebody's listening to the show. What I try to do is exactly what you're saying, trying to educate people. If you're listening to the show, you probably are seeking some information.
Yeah.
Most people don't tune in for entertainment purposes
right,
to listen
right.
to a mortgage show.
Sure.
Just so, okay, ooh, their voices sound good and I'm clicking my foot. There's a purpose for it. So the whole gist of this is education. I'm a strong proponent of that.
Yes.
You know, you got to look at this. You're going to spend probably $200,000-$400,000. If you're going to spend that, or you are going to invest it, wouldn't you look into, let's say it was a stock mm-hmm. or you want to get into stocks.
Ah.
Aren't you going to invest
good point.
Time into analyzing all this stuff?
Absolutely,
you know, it's not
yeah.
like, and especially with a house, you buy this house, it's not easy just to say, oh, in 90 days, you don't like it.
Sure. Right.
You know, you could resell it, but you're going to lose a ton.
Yes.
So basically the whole gist of it is the, we got to educate them from, you know, crawl, walk, and run. So you're doing awesome.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, thanks. That's a great point, that anybody listening to the show is already, some of these people that I'm talking about that are just trying to seek information. So, and then once you actually get pre-approved for a loan, now we're cooking with gas, I would suggest, identifying a realtor that you want to work with, realtor. And, this is really like a relationship. I mean, this can be a 3-month relationship. It could be a year, even 2 years. And you want to make sure that you feel comfortable with your agent and that you actually like them as a person.
Got it.
So, cause you're going to be spending time with them, and then, when I start working with people, I always recommend that they identify a short list of properties that, maybe that I send them or that they see in Zillow or Trulia or Realtor.com or any of those. And then they drive the neighborhoods because, a yard might look big on the computer screen or on your phone, but you want to drive to that address, park, walk around, smell the air.
Yeah.
Is there a sewage plant right next door? I don't know.
Never thought of that.
So, you want to be in real time and, explore these, these homes and make them less one dimensional than they are, on your phone or on your computer.
And again, most of the time they're going to spend $200,000-$500,000.
Yes.
Don't just wing it.
Right.
Again, we're going to a break. Please, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me would just be call me. I always have my phone, 708-209-0370. Or they can send me an email at GinaKnight@yahoo.com.
Awesome. And if you have any questions, please reach out. Give us a call at 630-338-1160. Or you can even find all this information on the web at 1160mortgage.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I am here today with Gina Knight. Hey, Gina.
Hey.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about right now is you're going through this mortgage process. You want to buy a property. And I always say, you need an experienced team. Guys and girls, sorry about that.
They need to know,
not everything's going to go smooth.
Sure.
You're going to have a speed bump. I always say, God's going to throw you a curveball.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not during your home buying process, but it can be.
A lot of time it is.
What are things that you experience as a realtor on your side of the fence that's really frustrates you, or the pitfall? I reference them. What's the pitfalls of, this buying process? What are things that people can avoid?
Sure. Pitfalls. So, there's always going to be, the unknown coming at you, but we really can get off to a great start by, all the pitfalls for me dealing with buyers, specifically, they all kind of trace back to moving too fast. So, people get excited about a property. They might, they want a pre-approval letter like right now, and they go to some of these online companies because they think that they can crank it out in an hour. And unfortunately, last year I had 4 deals go sideways because they had these quick pre-approvals that they did not, they're not bad companies. It's just, it seems like, I don't know if they're just too big. Some of these lending institutions are so big that they didn't have the correct income. They didn't have the right documentation. And we went all throughout the process and, they caught something major. So that's frustrating to me when, my buyer is not with a qualified lender that has taken the time to look over their situation from all angles. So I would say, having a good qualified pre-approval letter with a reputable company would be the first step. Then the next thing is if you're ready to buy and you've got a pre-approval letter, and let's say, knowing what type of loan you have, if it's FHA, if it's VA, not all loans are created the same and not all properties apply and work well with every type of loan. So this really isn't up to the buyer. I would say that get with a good real estate agent that can kind of slow you down and really educate you and make sure that the type of loan that you have is going to work with the property. Like, you know, I'm working with a person right now that has an FHA loan, ton of options, just not, you know, condos are oftentimes not FHA approved. You can't find a rehabber, a fixer-upper with an FHA loan. You know, mm-hmm. FHA is a government-backed loan that, you know, it's very stringent. You know, so I always explain to my buyers that, you know, this is going to weed out a lot of the properties that they might have sure. wanted to look at, you know. So those are some of the pitfalls, you know, just in the buying process. So that's
you hit two huge topics, because the online companies, nothing wrong with them, but it's your data in is usually a lot of times that's the, I'm not trying to pass the buck on to that person, but that's usually a lot of times the issues. So yes. you might say, here's my income, but that's not really your income.
Yeah.
And then the FHA piece drives me nuts, because if you're buying a condo, if I issue you an FHA approval, the condo association has to be FHA approved. Yeah. So many times it'll come back and then I'll say, is it FHA approved? Yeah. And then I look it up and it's not. So right. you spent all this time and effort and now they love this place. Now it's like they can't buy it.
Sure. And my job
that's frustrating.
Yeah. And my job as an agent too, you know, we don't want anyone to be disappointed. So it really, it's important that we're looking at things that are in our strike zone. And you know, just it makes everything go a lot smoother and everyone's happier at the end of the day, you know?
Good point. So I'm going to throw another curveball at you a little bit. You probably talk to a lot of people, when you're marketing, what do you think the biggest issues are, or the biggest reasons are, their main reasons are, that a lot of people are hesitant on buying a home?
Sure. Well, I think the biggest thing that comes to mind is they don't feel that they can afford it, I think is the biggest stopper of that. A lot of people are under the assumption that they absolutely need 20% down and, oh my God, I'm going to have to save for another 10 years, you know, before I get that together. So all of that feels kind of overwhelming. So they never really start the process. You know, there's just so many options for people these days. So I think not feeling like they can afford it. The other thing, it's funny because the pitfalls we're talking about, for me, I can always trace it back to either moving too fast or moving too slow. So when I work with buyers, I either have to slow them down or I have to speed them up. You know, a lot of buyers have this unicorn idea that they are going to find the most immaculate house and everything is going to be perfect. And, you know, it just, you know, I think some people just need a little bit more vision as far as looking at a home. Does the layout work for them? Does the, you know, the functionality of the home work? Is it a pretty good location? You know, I mean, we can change that taupe on the wall.
Yeah. That's
you
a
know,
good point.
We can paint it gray.
Yeah.
It can be done, you know.
The wallpaper might be a little challenge.
Yeah, well, that is a little bit more challenging. But even that, I mean, it shouldn't stop someone, you know. So, I mean, if that's the only thing, if, you know, 95% of the home is great, you know, and one little tweak, you know. Right. So I would say, you know, people don't really make moves because of, you know, there's just one or two little things stopping them, you know. So
that's, I just see there's so much bad information out there. And that's why I started my YouTube channel, because I see so many things that people tell people in regards to credit or, you know, if you talk to mom and dad, like my parents, you need 20% down, you need a job that you've been on for 2, 3, 5 years, you need this, you need a 700 credit score.
Yeah.
All of it's wrong.
Right. And
you know, so it's, you know, I think a lot of the misinformation is just that.
It's kind of like that cup game, you know, that you have a string of cups and it's just, you know, people talk to other people based on their own experiences. And, you know, unfortunately, maybe not in, you know, malicious way, but they might pass on information that would not necessarily apply to that next person.
Yeah,
so
right.
It really does help to talk to someone in the industry and say, hey, can you debunk this myth?
Right. And that's the whole gist of this show. It's not for everybody. If you're not looking for, if you know, I would strongly suggest if you're a loan officer or a realtor, anybody in this business, pay attention to the show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're looking to buy a home, or you know somebody, your brother, sister, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, tune them into the show or have them go to the YouTube channel and check out the YouTube. I think I just hit 250 videos.
Get out. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that is prolific.
And I try to have them, you know, I try meticulously to label them so you can scroll through and find the one you need.
I'll give you a topic.
So, yeah.
Our next topic.
Yeah.
Discuss.
So I want to, before we go, we have just about 3-4 minutes left. You intrigued me with your website. And the reason why I'm asking this is it's your home downsizing website. My neighbors are moving. Uh-huh. And they have this big house.
Mm-hmm.
And all their children are grown and now live on the East Coast.
Okay.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Mr. just got a job in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, good for him.
Mrs. is stuck selling the house.
Ah, okay.
It's overwhelming.
Yes, yes, yes. Can you give her my number?
Yeah, you betcha. So tell us more about that. What you've put together in this kind of package deal that you have.
Sure. Well, you know, as an agent, we're kind of running into this more and more now with this kind of this demographic shift of people who have been in their homes for, you know, for decades, and maybe their needs have changed. You know, their kids are grown. They don't need 5 bedrooms anymore. They don't need 3.5 baths. And maybe it is just Mr. and Mrs., you know, and, you know, as life changes, you know, your domicile has to change too sometimes. So I'm really excited to partner with a really talented listing agent named Nick Ponarelli. He's also with Remax. We're both with Remax. And together we're working on myhomedownsize.com. That's kind of the website, myhomedownsize.com. And it's just a concept basically to, it's meant to assist sellers with more than just getting the home sold, with more than just a listing agent. It's more of an inclusive kind of holistic one-stop shop approach that is really meant to assist the sellers with anything and everything associated with selling and also purchasing their next home. So, you know, a lot of people, these McMansions that you see driving around, it could be, you know, 3,000 square feet and it just doesn't work for them anymore. You know, they've got like 9 rooms that they don't even, you know, use anymore. So a lot of people are making a move to make it more efficient for their lifestyle, maybe looking for a smaller ranch or a condo or something in a retirement community or whatever. So we love to get people from that point in their life to the next point. So we have a whole team full of, you know, contractors, painters, movers, handymen, stagers, marketers, real estate professionals, people that come in and help you declutter your home. I mean, there's a whole system that, you know, people actually need help with learning how to declutter. And our whole aim is just to make it so people can feel comfortable with us leading the whole transaction and really taking the wheel, you know, so if they live out of state, we have a lot of sellers that, you know, that just leave this home with the kids mm-hmm. and, you know, the parents have already moved to Arizona or whatever it is. We like to oversee the whole project. And that means, you know, we can even, you know, basically GC the handyman and make sure the projects can get done too. So not every seller needs that from us,
yeah.
But we like to offer that when we kind of go in for that first consultation, just to evaluate their needs and see how much they need us to be involved.
Awesome.
You know,
so. Awesome. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, sure. What's the best way?
Call me, text me 708-209-0370 or just go to myhomedownsize.com.
Awesome. 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 And I'll put a link to that website on my website, 1160mortgage.com. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Special thanks to Gina. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for coming in. Hope
great.
You found value in the show. And if we could be of help to you, please reach out to us at 630-338-1160 or find us on the web at 1160mortgage.com. God bless.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.